Blog Talk Radio.
Consequences of sin? I know that I do. Don't you want to be delivered from the consequences of sin? Yes, you do. If you won't say yes, I will say yes for you. Our Father is in heaven, and he is a black man. You know, they're talking about they're seeing something in space. They don't know what it is yet, but it's our Father. I believe getting ready to come down here and show them. They're always going in space looking for something. Well, our Father in heaven is going to come down here and show them what they're looking for. He's going to show them. Right now, sheep, I want you to turn your Bibles to the book of Psalms 91 and read along with me. If I make a mistake, that's okay, because you're reading along with me, and you will correct that mistake. Now, let's read from the book of Psalms. That's in the Old Testament. It's spelled P-S-A-L-M 91. Let's read. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him I will trust. Amen. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. That's deadly pestilence. That means deadly pestilence. Pestilency. And pestilency, that is a disease. He will deliver us if we dwell in the secret place of the Most High. And that's what I want you all to do. That's what I want to do. When it's time, I want to be right under my Father in heaven. Verse 4. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His trust shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrows that fly by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come near thee. Amen to that. Verse 8 of Psalms 91. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Excuse me, see, I have to belch. Excuse me. Verse 9. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee. There shall no evil befall you. Neither shall any plague come near thy dwelling. So neither shall any plague come near my dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee from all thy ways. To keep thee in all thy ways. Verse 12. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy feet against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lions and the adder. The adder is, I think that's a snake. The young lion and the dragon shall thou, that means you, trample under feet. Because thou hast set his love on me, thou will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. Thank you, Lord. Our Father in heaven, thank you so much. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Thank you, Father. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. And that's what we want. I have read to you the entire chapter 91 of Psalms from verse 1 through verse 16. I ask that my Father in heaven gives us all an understanding of the reading of his words, as well as the prayer that I'm going to say to him. Father, which art in heaven, I want to thank you for all that you have done for me, as well as those who are listening and believe in you, Father of the Hebrews, the black God. I know that some people talk about you and that they are not black as you are, but you accept them anyway. You have more loving and kindness in you than I have as a human. I thank you for loving us human and you dying for us. And more importantly, that you rose from the grave to save us who believe in you, but given us the opportunity because our fathers made such a big mistake and you loved us still, that you died for us to protect the ones of us who had not been born until the middle 1950s. Thank you, Father, for protecting us from natural disasters as there were in Alabama this week, and there are on the East Coast and the West Coast. Thank you for taking care of us. Thank you for keeping us from chemical disasters. You know, right now, there is a nation that's planning on building his bombs, whether or not the American president have eyes to see and ears to hear and understand what is going on. I do not proclaim to have as much education as he, but he seemed not to understand. Father, protect us all. Put your loving arms around us, as in Psalms 91, and bless us, those who love you. Father, I want to thank you for all, for giving us good health, sound mind, and prosperity. Thank you for your restoring us into your kingdom. We know that you came back to preach the word of your kingdom. And I believe you. I pray that everyone that I know believe in you, Father, whether they hurt my feelings or not. I thank you for all. I say this prayer in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus the Christ, the Anointed One. Amen. Thank you for blessing me, Father. No matter what comes up against me, no matter what is being said, no matter how my feelings may get hurt, this is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. I'm going to say happy Sabbath, everyone. You know that this is the only day in the Bible that tells you to remember the Sabbath and to keep it holy and rest. You'll find it in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 7 through 21, as well as in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8, where it tells you to, I want you to read it for yourself. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. You are to observe Sabbath starting Friday evening, and it ends on Saturday evening around the same time. I ask you, sheep, and those of you who are not sheep, to have what is called your three P's handy, and they are your pen, paper, and pencil, just in case you want to jot down something that I state. Like I read to you from the book of Psalms 91 this afternoon. You may want to go over that reading yourself. Some of the younger folks have gone computer savvy. They may have their notebooks or their computer gadgets where they can take notes. And that's why I'm old school. Have your pen, paper, and pencil ready and handy. I talk slow enough so that you can jot whatever down. I am to start reading from Numbers. I think I am in chapter 17. I might be in chapter 18. I think that's where I left off the last time. It may be in chapter 19, but I remember reading chapter 18 to you all in your hearing. And if I've read chapter 18, don't hold it against me. Put it up in your eyes, beloved, because I want you to know as much as I do. Now, I want you to know that this book is talking basically about the Hebrews. And the Hebrews were a group of people that were the Romans tried to annihilate. Not only did the Romans try to annihilate them, but I asked you all to read Psalms 83, and it will tell you who all they were. There were about a consortium, about 10 nations that came up against one of these tribes, and that's the tribe that our Father in heaven loves us. He says that of the Hebrew people, he says in Exodus 19, verses 3 through 8, we are a peculiar treasure unto him above all people. So remember that. And we wrote this Bible. You are to read as much of it as you can and understand it as much as you can. Remember, in the book of, I think it's Isaiah. No, it's not. and I'm telling you wrong. I will tell you a little later. He tells you to, in Hosea, to study to show yourself approved, a workman rightly dividing the truth. I need to find it. Here it is. And then I'll get to reading chapter 18 of Numbers, and then go on and read chapter 19 and 20 if I can. I probably cannot because I'm talking too much. In Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, he says, "My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge." And we were in slavery for the 400 years is coming up. Remember in Genesis chapter 15, where God was talking to Abraham, he told Abraham that his children would be in slavery for 400 years, and they would, they said they would reject knowledge. I will also reject you. Thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. We have forgotten the law. That's why I tell everyone to read this Bible. This Bible was written by us, for us, and you don't know your history. And then the white folks that's telling you won't tell you the truth. They will skip over it, or they will say something like, in Genesis chapter 10, the guy said, the trees were the people. There's nowhere that you said that the trees are the people. That's where you were not to be fooled by the heathen. That was a heathen telling us something that was incorrect. Read it for yourself and get the understanding. You may not read it as well as he will read it. You can do the best you can. And then in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15, it says, "Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, and to shun from profane and evil babbling." And a lot of you people babble at these churches. You shouldn't do what you don't know. Let me just say that. And let's go to Numbers chapter 18. I've spoken too much. And I will tell you, I want you to write this down now. Numbers chapter 18. And that's where I start reading again. It says, "And the Lord said to Aaron, you and your sons and your father's house with thee shall bear the iniquities," and the iniquities are sins, "of the sanctuary, and thou and you and your sons with you shall bear the iniquities of your priesthood, and thy brethren's also of the tribe of Levi." And remember that the tribe of Levi, the tribe of thy father, bring you with you, that they may be joined unto you and minister unto you. But you and your sons shall minister the tabernacle of witnesses, and they shall be thy charge. The charge is thy duties. And the charge of the tabernacle, only they shall not come near the vessels of the sanctuary and the altar. Neither shall they, nor you, or you die. Now let me read verse 3 again. "And they shall keep thy charge," and the charge, that means duties, "of the charge of all the tabernacle, only they shall not come near the vessels, the sanctuary, and the altar, that neither they nor you also die. And they shall be joined unto you, and keep the charge of the tabernacle of the congregation for all the service of the tabernacle, and the strangers shall not come near you. And you also keep the charge again is duties of the sanctuary and the charge. Let me read verse 5 again. And you shall keep the charge, the duties of the sanctuary and the charge of the altar, that there be no, and wrath means anger, among the children of Israel. And I, behold, I have taken your brethren, the Levites, from among the children of Israel to you. They are given as a gift for the Lord to do the service of the tabernacle of the congregation. Therefore, you and your sons with thee shall keep the priest's office for everything of the altar and within the veil, and you shall serve. I have given your priest's office unto you as a service of gift, and the stranger that cometh near shall be put to death. And now I'm thinking about the young man that went into that church in Alabama and killed up all those people. He should have been put to death long ago. And the Lord spake unto Aaron, behold, I also have given thee the duties or the charge of my heave offering, and the heave offerings are offerings that you want to give to the Lord, of all the hallowed things of the children of Israel. Unto thee I have given them by reason of the anointing, and to thy sons by the ordinance forever. I told myself I was going to look up in Isaiah 10. I think it was Isaiah 10 that you are to do. There are just more than the 10 commandments. There are ordinances like this one forever that they are in charge of. Excuse me, I had to burp again. This shall be yours. It says, this shall be thine, which means yours, of the most holy thing reserved from fire for oblation of theirs. Every meat offering of theirs, and every sin offering of theirs, and every trespass offering of theirs, which they shall render unto me, render me, to give unto me, shall be most holy for thee, it says, and thee means you, and for your sons. So our Father is giving it to him. All those gifts that are given to our Father is giving to Aaron and his sons. Verse 10. In the most holy place shall every meal shall eat it. It shall be holy unto you. And this is thine. Thine again means yours. The heave offerings of their gift, which are the wave offerings of the children of Israel, I have given them unto you and to thy sons and to thy daughters with thee. And that makes me wonder, where is his daughters that are not with him? By the statue forever. Everyone that is clean in thy house shall eat of it. All the best of the oil and of the best wine and of the wheat and the first fruit of them which they shall offer unto the Lord, them I have given unto you. So all the offerings in the church our Father has given those to Aaron. And whatsoever is the first right in the land which they shall bring unto the Lord shall be thine, they shall be yours. Everyone that is clean in thy house, in your house, shall eat of it. Everything devoted in Israel shall be yours, shall be thine. Thine again means yours. Verse 15, everything that opens the matrix, and I think I did read that to you Tuesday, this to you, because I remember everything that opened the matrix, and I told you that matrix means womb. In all flesh which they bring unto the Lord, whether it be of men or beasts, shall be yours. Nevertheless, the firstborn of man thou shalt redeem, and the first thing of unclean beast shall thou you redeem. And these and those things that are to be redeemed from the month old shall thou redeem according to your estimate for the money of 5 shekels after the shekels of the sanctuary, which is 20 gerunds. And that's gerunds, that's spelled G-E-H-R-A-N. Let me spell that again. 20 G-E R-A-H-S, and that's just a unit of money. But the firstling of a cow or of the sheep, of a goat or a firstling of, let me read verse 17 again, because I messed up right there. But the firstling of a cow or the firstling of a sheep or the firstling of a goat, thou shalt not redeem. They are holy. Thou shalt sprinkle their blood upon the altar, and thou shalt burn their fat of the thou shalt burn their fat for an offering made by fire, for the sweet savor, and the savor is aroma unto the Lord. And the flesh of them which shall be thine. And that means, and the flesh of them shall be yours. As a wave breasts in a right shoulder. Thine again means yours. And the heave offering of the holy thing which the children of Israel offer unto the Lord shall be given thee. They shall be given you. And I did read this verse to you last week. And it's a good thing. I suppose my father wanted me to read it over. And that's what I'm going to continue doing until I finish this chapter. Verse 19. All the heave offerings of the holy thing which the children of Israel offer unto the Lord have I given you and your sons, and they and thy daughters with you, covenant of salt for everything the Lord unto thee, unto you, and to thy seed with thee. Verse 20. And the Lord spake unto Aaron, and thou have no inheritance in the land, neither shall thou have any part among them. I am thy, your part, and thine, your inheritance among the children of Israel. And behold, I have given the children of Levi all the tenth in Israel inheritance for their service which they serve, even the service of the tabernacle of the congregation. Neither neither must the children of Israel therefore come near the tabernacle of the congregation, lest they bear sin and die. But the Levites shall do the service of the tabernacle of the congregation, and they shall bear their iniquities. It shall be a statute forever throughout the generations among the children of Israel. They have no inheritance, but the tithes of the children of Israel, which they offer as a heave offering unto the Lord. I have given to the Levites to inherit. Therefore I have said unto them, among the children of Israel, they shall have no inheritance. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, thus speak unto the Levites, and say unto them, when you take the children of Israel tithes, which I have given you from them, from your inheritance, then you shall give up a heave offering of it for the Lord, even the tithe. And this the young, verse 27 again, and this young heave offering shall be reckoned unto you. So the heave offering should be given unto Aaron. That's what he's speaking. I think that's who he's speaking of, unto you, as though it were the corn of the threshing floor, and as the fullness of the winepress. Thus you shall also offer an heave offering unto the Lord of all your tithes which you receive from the children of Israel, and ye shall give thereof the Lord heave offering unto Aaron the priest out of all your gifts. Ye shall offer every heave offering of the Lord, and all the best thereof, even the whole, which is the holy part thereof, out of it. So out of the heave offering, and you know what the heave offering is, children. That's the offering that you want to give to our Father. They are to give a tenth of that. They are to give unto Aaron. Therefore, ye shall say unto them, when you have heave the best thereof from it, then it shall be counted unto the Levites as an increase of the threshing floor, and as an increase of the winepress, and ye shall eat it in every place, there and your household, for it is your reward for your service in the tabernacle of the congregation. And ye shall bear no sins by reason of it. When you have heaved it from the best of it, neither shall you pollute. Pollute means to dirty or infect the holy thing of the children of Israel, lest you die. Now that was verse 18 that I have read to you. I have 19 minutes. Well, I have 10 minutes to read to you chapter 19 of Numbers. Hopefully, I pray that you should have understood what has been read to you from verse 18. I will start reading to you verse 19. Hopefully, I can read it all, but I think I probably will not. I will do my best to finish it. Numbers chapter 19. And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, this is the ordinance of the law which the Lord has commanded, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, that they bring you a red heifer without spot, wherein is no blemish, and upon which there came yoke. Let me read, in which they never came yoke. And the Lord, and ye shall give the children, let me read verse 3 again, and read that again to you sheep, and those who are not sheep that are listening. And ye shall give unto Eleazar the priest, that he may bring her forth without the camp, and one shall slay her before his face, and Eleazar the priest shall take up her blood with his fingers and sprinkle up her blood directly before the tabernacle of the congregation 7 times, and one shall, excuse me, sheep. For some reason, I have it to belch. I apologize. Verse 5. And one shall burn the heifer in his sight, her skin and her flesh and her blood and her dung shall be burnt. And of course, you know that dung is like her manure or her poop. That's what dung, D-U-N-G, supposed to be. Other times I said dung is S-H-I-T. That's what comes out of your rectum. Verse 6, and the priest shall take cedar wood and hyssop and scallop and cast it into the midst of the burning of the heifer. And scallop. Scallop is red. I don't know why that's there, but maybe I'm mispronouncing it wrong. Hopefully I'm not. Verse 7. Then the priest shall wash his clothes, and he shall bathe his flesh in water. Afterwards he shall come into the camp, and the priest shall be unclean until evening, and he shall burn her. Verse 8 again, and he that burneth her shall wash his clothes in water and bathe his flesh in water, and shall be unclean until evening. And I got 6 minutes to go. And the man that is clean shall gather up the ashes of the heifer and lay them up without the camp in a clean place. And he shall keep for the congregation of the children of Israel for the water of separation. It shall be a purification of sin. And he shall gather the ashes of the heifer, shall wash his clothes, and be unclean until the evening. And he shall be unto the children of Israel and unto the stranger that sojourneth, and that means to travel among them, for a statue forever. He that touches a dead body of any man shall be unclean 7 days. He shall purify himself with it on the third day, and on the seventh day he shall be clean, but he shall purify not himself the third day. Then the seventh day he shall not be clean. And I want to read verse 12 again of verse 19. We have 4 minutes left. And he, verse 12, he shall purify himself with it on the third day, and on the seventh day he shall be clean. But if he purify not himself day, then the seventh day he shall not be clean. Whosoever touches the dead body of a man that is dead and purifies not himself, defileth the tabernacle of the Lord, and that soul shall be cut off from Israel, because the water of separation was not sprinkled upon him, and he shall be unclean. His uncleanliness is yet upon him. Thus is this is the law: when a man dieth in a tent, that all that cometh into the tent and all that is in the tent shall be unclean 7 days. And everyone, in verse 15, and everything of open, every vessel which has no covering bound upon it is unclean. And whosoever touches one that is slain with the sword in the open field, or a dead body, or a bone of a man, or a grave, shall be unclean 7 days. And for an unclean person, they shall take of the ashes of acacia for sin, and running water shall be put there too in a vessel. And the unclean person shall say, take hyssop and dip it in the water and sprinkle it upon the tent and upon all the vessels and upon the person that were there and upon him that touched a bone of the slain person, or upon, let me read verse 18 again, because I read person, there's not such word. And a clean person shall take hyssop and dip it in the water and sprinkle it upon the tent and upon all the vessels and upon the person that were there and upon him that touched a bone or slain or one dead or a grave. And we're going to stop at verse 19 here. And I will pick it up next time when I talk with you. Let us have a closing prayer right now, because we've come to the end. Thank our Father. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for all your protection and protecting us from the evil one, as always, better known as the devil or his Satan, or is Satan. We thank you in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus Christ. And remember James chapter 4. If it's the Lord's will, I will be back with you next time. See, I want you to go to Amazon and purchase my 3 books. Of course, some of you acted, if I'm not asking you to do that, I'm trying to make you help make me be a rich woman. Purchase my book.
Father,
they are all less than $10. The Broken Plant.
Help your children.
The Unseen and the Passing.
And don't let them fall.
How to Eat and Live Longer.
By the side of the road.
You go to www.
Love one another.
Of course you know
that heaven might find a place in their heart. Jesus,
and the pagan,
he won't let you down.
I'm not
silent. I know.
And if you listen, I have been telling you.
We've got to walk on. Walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth, and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts. The Jesus is love. He won't let you down.
Remember, I know
you
love you, and so do I.